spreading their message to millions. Spreading their message to millions. Kiss Talk. Talking Kiss. Kiss fans and Kiss podcast. With your host, Mike from Nashville. Tuck Watts. And special guest, it could even be you. Now here they are, your Kiss Talk crew. All right, everybody, quick disclaimer so that I don't get any nasty messages. All of us clearly did not catch the fact that I said Young and Wasted at the 48-minute mark and meant Not for the Innocent. So this is a disclaimer. No nasty messages. All right, everybody, this is Kiss Talk episode number 13, and I am holding the brand new Gene Simmons mini Funko figure out of the Kiss cereal. And what I noted about it was that is anatomically correct because Gene's head is 50 times larger than his body, so it matches his ego. So if you haven't seen that, check that out.
What was the line Paul always used to say about Gene? It's, yeah. I live close enough to him, but not too close, but I can see his ego from my house.
Exactly, yeah. So, yeah, in my thoughts of this little figure, I thought that was really perfect in the description of Gene. So we are back at this episode, and we still have some special guests on board. So again, Mike, normally me, yes, normally co-host Tuck Watts, and special guest all the way from around the world is Jim O'Rear. Jim, welcome.
Hey, what's up?
All right. And from south of where we're sitting right now, but near Tuck, and he can see Tuck's ego from his house, is Eddie Trotter.
Hey, guys.
No problem. All right, good stuff. So we do have a themed show today. No real current events to talk about, so we're going to jump right into the theme here because that's what we're all about. So, Tuck, talk to us about what we're doing today.
All right, so we're wrapping up July here, right? So football season, everybody's getting ready. As we were getting ready for the show, there's a high school that's right here near Mike. We could watch them kicking the ball around out in the field a little bit yesterday, and it was pretty cool.
Football.
Yes. And we're talking about American football for those of you overseas.
Oh,
so.
Not football.
Not no. Football. But all right. So anyway, so in America, one of the great things is fantasy sports, fantasy football. So people get together and they set a draft order and they draft their teams and they play their teams against each other week in and week out. Well, we're not going to be able to do that. But what we're going to do is we've picked an order. We're going to fill out a Kiss set list. By picking songs. So if in the order is me, Mike goes first, I go second, and Jim third, Eddie fourth, I believe is the way it was. So if Mike picks as his opening song, Let's Put the X in Sex, then Jim cannot pick that song. It's off limits for everybody. It's just like in a fantasy football league, if Mike picked Tom Brady, I can't have Tom Brady on my team. So you know, and we're going to go... I think it'll be easier if we go through the set list, picking the first song, second song, third song, fourth song, rather than all picking just random songs and then trying to put them together in a set list. That'd be hard to listen to, I think. So we're just going to go through and pick songs and see who can make the best set list. Just like on the last episode where we saw who could make the best record from the four solo albums, we're going to just see if you can make the best Kiss set list.
So can I take this moment to thank everyone for voting for me so that I was able to win
right
the best solo album.
Both people who voted for Jim.
I'm feeling ill.
Me and my mom. Thanks, Mom.
So we're doing opening track. We're doing
that's right.
Opening song.
And eligible songs are any song on a Kiss record. So the solo albums are eligible. However, albums like Live to Win would not be.
Correct.
Or even Fraley's Comet. And I think it's also worth noting that this is played in my brain. I mean, we can talk about this, the current lineup. It's not going to be a situation where, oh, I'm going to have, you know, Ace come out and play these three songs, or Eddie Van Halen's going to come out and play this song, or Joe Perry's going to come and join them. This is just the four guys in Kiss. So if you got Beth, I think you got Eric singing it. If it's
yeah, this is a current lineup, and this would be an ideal set list. And, I mean, it may not be reality, so we're not going to get caught up in the theory that Paul makes us live by, playing to the masses. We're talking about this would be a great live show.
This is whatever, you know, you think it would, you know, if you think, you know, Rockin' in the USA is a great first song, then pick Rockin' in the USA.
Yeah. Now, Tuck's going to pick Read My Body as probably his opening track. But I want you to understand that he's not picking it as his opening track. He's picking it because he actually wants the three of us to read his body. So
that's why I don't have on a shirt right now.
Banana hammock.
All right.
Keep it classy, boys.
All right, so
Mike, you have the table. What is your ultimate opening Kiss track?
My ultimate opening Kiss track is one that I wish they played today in any form. It's going to be Come On and Love Me.
Really? As an opening song?
As an opening song. I can think it through.
I can see it.
The spotlight hits on it. As soon as Paul's up there going, bam, da, 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 the spotlight hits him, and then the rest of the band kicks in, and then everybody starts running around. It's perfect.
You think so? All right.
It's somebody keeping a list of every song picked?
I am doing that as we speak.
So you can cry foul.
Yes, when...
when my short-term memory goes,
okay.
No.
So that comes to me now. I'm going to take as my opening track what I think is the best Kiss opening song ever, I Stole Your Love.
Yeah, that was it was between Come On and Love Me and I Stole Your Love for me. So I think you did good.
Yeah, so I Stole Your Love opens my Kiss set here. So that brings us to James Francis
O'Shaughnessy. I gotta go old school. I'm going with Deuce.
Oh, I was hoping to have that for my second song.
Well, I'm already crossing crap out.
Yeah, we're already crossing. It's going to get interesting.
Yeah, about the fifth song, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, that's a great song. I mean, that was my second choice for opening song because I've always loved, on the reunion tour, when they opened with that song, it was just perfect.
Yeah, that took some quick firepower out of my set list. So, all right. Eddie Trotter, man.
Well, I thought about this, and, I've lost it. Cold Gin.
Cold Gin is an opener.
Wow, it's curveball.
Oh, yeah, but man, that would be great to play. Because we've talked about this before. Yeah. Why do you like that song? Because it's fun to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody loves it. I mean.
We should have our guitars playing.
I'm going to have to, like...
some of these. All right, so Ed, you, as the fourth pick, you get the first pick of round two. So what would be your second song?
Well, I misunderstood how we were doing this. So I thought since I was...
words are hard.
I was fourth pick, that was the fourth song in the set. So we're actually... This will be the second song.
Yeah.
Yes. So would you, since you misunderstood, do you want to replace your first song as Cold Gin?
I'll stick with it because I do kind of go with the premise that I like to play the song. So, you know, it's cool. It's fun. So, as the second song, gosh, let's do a Gene song. No, okay. I like Black Diamond, but I don't know if that would be a good... I was thinking more in the middle, but I'll go with that for my second song.
I hate you. Golly. You have screwed up my encore.
This episode is going to last 3 hours because we're going to have to go back and think through.
Trying to figure out what our next song is
going
to be.
We're going to have to stop down and start over here in a second. Oh, man. All right, so Jim, you're up next.
I'm loving the old school stuff to starting out with. I'm going number two, Mr. Speed.
Wow.
Interesting.
One of those songs everyone loves that I have no love for.
You don't like it?
Don't like it.
At all?
At all.
Wow.
It was a song I would never return to.
Wow. I bet you kick puppies.
Wow. Nice. All right. Who's next?
That's me. All right. So I've got to choose a second song in my set list here. So as I'm looking over my possible second song, let's see here. I'm going to go with Parasite.
Well, let's see how this is going to go.
Scratch, scratch, scribble, scribble.
That's a great song. I would be happy to hear it right there.
You might know the answer to this off the top of your head. We have said that any song that's on an album is fair game.
Yeah.
What's that number?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't know that.
Total number of songs? Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So, roughly 20 studio albums, roughly 10 songs. I would imagine they're probably in the 211 to 220.
Yeah.
Somewhere in that area.
I think so.
Not counting, like, the Beth twice because Eric sang it once.
Sure, sure.
Peter. Right. Yeah. Yep. And all 7 versions of Rock and Roll All Night.
Yeah, and Strutter 78.
I like that. No,
well, but I know, but that's the same.
Yeah,
it's
yeah
same
whatever. Song, so. All right, so I'm up.
Yeah.
Yep.
So my number 2 song in the set list after opening with Come On and Love Me is Creatures of the Night. Yes, I stole one off your list, I hope.
You got mine.
Bastards.
See, I like Creatures of the Night as an opening song. I don't know that I like it so much as the second song, but you've made a history of being wrong, so I'm going to let you embrace this.
Well, I think he's going with the punch you in the face.
Yeah, see, I actually stepped up on the second song. I did a really cool opening song. Everybody's kind of into it. They're singing along. And then all of a sudden, bam, Creatures of the Night. So,
okay.
And I'm happy with my third choice, too. So,
well, we're at the third choice, so you get to pick again.
All right. Rocket Ride.
Really? Ace takes center stage, or in this case.
I'm sorry, it's the Spaceman.
Tommy, right? Rocket Ride. All right, third song. All right. So far, you've got Come On and Love Me, Creatures of the Night, Rocket Ride. All right, that's a pretty good show. So far, I think that's a pretty good set list for a 12-year-old girl. No. It's a good set list. It's a great set list. All right. I'm going to go for my third song. I'm going to pick... let's see. How about we go with my third song, Heaven's on Fire?
Okay.
Okay.
Not a problem.
Get some Bruce Kulick era Kiss going.
It belongs. Belongs in there. Some great music in there.
Jim, you are now on your third song. You have opened with Deuce.
Yep.
The band has now gone into Mr. Speed.
Yep.
What song is next?
Because I'm in the bathroom and I want you to bring me out.
Oh, that could be wrong in so many ways.
What?
I went to the bathroom during Mr. Speed.
During the second song of the set.
It's time to get a beer.
Probably a light beer.
Zima. You got a Zima and a pretzel? Well,
only because they were out of Bartles and James. Oh, man.
This is after an afternoon of drinking wine coolers in the parking lot.
No kidding. I'm going to go Christine 16.
Christine 16. Okay.
All right. Christine 16.
It's a classic,
16.
Man. You can't argue. It's a classic.
We should have known it would end up like this. We should have known.
Just because it's a classic doesn't make it right. And Jim's tour is going to fail, but that's okay.
Well...
All right, so everybody, well, you've got two Paul songs and an Ace song. I've got two Paul songs and a Gene song. He's got two Gene songs and a Paul song. And Ed has two Gene songs, Cold Gin and Black Diamond. So what is your third song? And remember, you get third and, you know, you get a fourth song too.
Yeah.
You get two back-to-back here.
Two back-to-back. Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
The guys on the end have it good.
Yeah.
Wow, that didn't come out right.
Well, they're in the bathroom, apparently.
I admit it. I went to the bathroom.
All right.
You know, we were talking about, I really like Bruce Kulick. I like that era. And when we were on the cruise last year, got to see him play and brought back some songs that I really hadn't thought about in a while. And so I'm going to go with Sword and Stone.
Ooh. Wow. Whoa. I love it.
Wow.
I love it, man. That's good.
Interesting. Yep. The first real
deep cut.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
First one.
So, and now you got to do number four.
And that's what I wasn't prepared for. That's what I wasn't prepared for. So
pretend it's an ice cream cone.
I don't know that one.
Can you hum a few bars?
That was a B-side for a Peter Criss single off of Let Me Rock You. Well, only in Kenya.
I think this is where we make a left turn. You were talking about earlier Gene likes to make a left turn and change things up. So, New York Groove.
Okay.
Interesting.
New York. Yeah, because the current lineup playing New York Groove would be a shocker.
Yes, it would.
Well, if you can get away with Eric doing Beth, I think you can get away with Tommy doing it.
We have no real rules here, so
right.
Just.
So we're back to Jim, who now is on his fourth song.
You guys are killing me.
So while he's looking, so far he's got Deuce, Mr. Speed, Christine, 16.
So I would, in the fourth slot, put that, what I would call the deep cut slot. You got everybody ramped up, and now you're kind of like, hey, look what I got in my pocket.
That okay.
Sounds definitely like Gene.
You doing Take Me, or?
No. I'm going to go... Is That You?
I like it.
Unmasked.
I like it. I love this song.
I hate it.
I love it, man. I love Unmasked.
I like every song on Unmasked except Is That You?
Wow. No, that was one of my favorites out of the gate when I bought the album the first time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like it. I like that you went on the deep cut on that
and
one.
And that's a cover, too.
That's
not originally a Kiss song. So.
Yeah, and one that they improved. So.
Yeah, all right. I guess so. All right, so now we're to song number four for me. Let's see. I had last Heaven's on Fire, so I had I stole your Love, Parasite, Heaven's on Fire, and now we're up to the fourth song. I'm gonna go. Wow. All right, I'm gonna throw a curveball. I'm gonna take Strange Ways.
Okay.
Good.
I can tolerate that. Yeah. That's a good one live. It's got some bite, man.
And I didn't have to cross it off my list.
I agree, yeah. Thank you. I didn't have to. It was not on my list. So that was good. So, all right. So I'm up next. So.
And you have two picks. Your song so far, Come On and Love Me, Creatures of the Night, Rocket Ride.
Yeah. All right. So this was kind of my deep cut slot as we've kind of gotten into the show. Everybody's kind of doing well.
Yeah.
So I'm going with Nowhere to Run.
Interesting.
Off Killers.
Because
That is a great live song. One that, I don't know if you heard Nowhere to Run on the cruise or not.
Seems like I did.
So,
wow.
I know they played the year before with Bob there. But, yeah, great live song. Should have been a big hit. Well, it's because they hadn't played it live until the cruise. So, and Kiss didn't play it. Bob and Bruce played it.
Okay.
But
of course,
That
was one of the four songs that was recorded for the album, sort of between Creatures and
The Elder,
and ended up on the Killers import.
Yep.
With I'm a Legend Tonight,
which I love.
Down
that
on
song.
Your knees.
Partners in Crime. I love all four of those songs. Yeah. I mean, traditionally, I'm a Legend Tonight is my favorite song off those, but to me, Nowhere to Run is a crowd favorite. I mean, Kiss fans love that song. So, all right, which I have to do number five too, right?
Right.
And my number five is kind of deep. I'm going with the song that never got the attention it needed. It's My Life, Anthem.
Okay, and released on the box set.
Yep.
Right.
And they should be playing it today because it should have been their 80s biggest hit.
Well, and it was originally, if correct me if I'm wrong, it was originally recorded during the Creature sessions.
Yep.
That song never got used on Creatures.
Yep.
The music that Kiss had recorded for Creatures ended up getting a Wendy O. Williams vocal placed on it.
Yep.
And on her album.
Yep.
Just right. Wendy W-O-W, right?
Yeah.
Wendy O. Williams.
Yeah.
And then eventually was recut during the Psycho Circus years.
Mm-hmm.
And ended up on the box set, which I don't think that version is as strong. I think lyrically it's a little weird compared to the original.
Right.
I think I would rather have heard it on Creatures than on.
Well, I'm not even sure it belonged on Creatures. I think it belonged on Lick It Up.
Maybe. Yeah. So, I can see that.
Because Lick It Up to me is not a strong album. It needed one like anthemic type song.
And On the Eighth Day doesn't do that for you.
I love On the Eighth Day.
But it doesn't. But that's the anthem. I think that's the anthem on that record.
Right.
But it's not.
Right.
It's not It's Your Life.
Yeah.
It's My Life.
All right.
So it's my turn. Dadgummit. Why do you always keep coming to me? All right. Let's go with. Looking for a good song right now, and just one for this spot. So I'm gonna take. Man, there's just so many still out there. You guys have not. Okay, I'm gonna go because I haven't had Tommy on a song yet, and I'm gonna go Shock Me.
Good one.
Yep.
I think sort of the sister song, to me anyway, to Rocket Ride. I think Shock Me is, if you can't have Rocket Ride, you'd take Shock Me. And I think if you couldn't get Shock Me, you'd take Rocket Ride.
That's interesting because I partner it with Cold Gin.
Do you?
I consider Cold Gin an Ace song.
Well, he wrote it.
Right, even though Gene sings it.
Right.
It's always an Ace song for me.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but anyway.
I consider the Rocket Ride and Shock Me because they come from sort of the same era.
It makes sense. Cool. All right. Who's it? Jim?
I think it's Jim.
Yep.
Number six, right? Or five?
Five.
It's number five for him.
Yep.
We're still number five.
Yep. This is the follow-up to the deep cut. And so I'm going with Good Girl Gone Bad.
Wow.
Crazy Nights.
I like it.
Yeah.
I love that song. And I was just listening. Yeah, I was just listening to, I think it was Podcast Rock City the other day, and Jody, I think, was the guy on there that said, that's an awful song. How can anybody like it? And I'm like, that's one of the strongest Gene songs during that era.
Yeah.
Which was not a great era for Gene, but that was a good song.
That was his movie star era.
Yeah.
So he was phoning them in pretty quickly.
Other things on his mind.
Yep. So, good one, Jim.
Yeah, I like that one.
All right, it's me, and I'm going to throw in one that pretty much, I think, is a go-to for the every time I've seen them, they played it. That's Strutter.
Can't argue with it. It's a great song.
Nice.
Now, would that be Strutter 78 or regular Strutter?
Your bog standard Mark One Strutter.
All right.
And a lot of people hate Strutter 78.
Yeah, because they discoed it up.
Yeah.
It's got 16th notes and a big longer intro. Got the double drum intro. Yeah. Anyway. All right.
And you get to go again.
Yeah, Ed gets
to
go again.
So you and I are on the end, so we got to turn it around.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, you guys got to double tap.
This one, I don't know. They may all turn off your podcast after this. But I'm gonna say Unholy.
Okay.
You know, I love the song, Studio. But I've never seen him pull it off live.
Yeah.
It just doesn't have the impact. And it's on a live 3, And I think when you go listen to the impact of the studio version,
yeah,
and then you listen to the live version, and I've seen them play it live, he can't get the bite.
Is it a is it a tempo thing?
It's a power thing, because when you hear that on the studio, man, you go. And then Gene rolls his eyes back in his head, and you're like, wow.
Yeah.
Well, and it was a shock in 92, because you've just come off Eric passing away. And you're not really, in all honesty, Hot in the Shade was not, although there were hits there, there mm-hmm. was obviously some dissatisfaction from fans at that point. A lot of fans had been leaving, and so they changed the live set to reflect more old Kiss stuff. So they were kind of in a weird place. Yeah. And then I heard that song, I guess, I don't remember where I heard it first, but on the club tour, you know, they were playing the album at center stage before the band came out and played.
Right.
And, I mean, you're just sitting there trying to take it in. Like, this is a lot different than Hot in the Shade.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, Ezrin was back, sort of.
Yeah, and I don't think I knew that Vinny was involved, because this is pre-internet. And
yeah, so, Vinny Vincent co-wrote that song, so.
I didn't know that Vinny, until I guess we got the liner notes, when the album came out.
Yeah.
I think, I want to say that show in Atlanta was like a May 5th or something show, and then the album came out May 20th or something. I don't know why I'm thinking that may be wrong.
Cool.
All right, so.
All right, so Ed's got to turn it around, right?
No, he's turned it around. He picked he's on Holy, so it's okay. Jim.
All right. Yep, so I'm coming out of Good Girl Gone Bad, and I'm going to go with Little Caesar.
Wow.
Nice.
Surprising.
I wish I would have seen...
Is that the tribute to Eric?
I wish I would have seen that live. I think that would have been a great thing to see.
Yeah. They played that once, didn't they?
Yeah, I think maybe once.
Yeah, it wasn't...
It wasn't part of the regular set list.
Yeah, I'm sure you know the site I'm referencing. There's one that has as many set lists as they could find.
Yeah. And Julian Gill has a book with that stuff, and there was another couple of guys that wrote books on stuff like that.
Yeah, so I was pouring through that list trying to find stuff, and I saw that it was only one or maybe two instances, but yeah, I'd like to have seen that.
Okay.
All right. My sixth song, I've got I Stole Your Love, Parasite, Heaven's on Fire, Strange Ways, Shock Me. I'm going to go probably one of my favorite live songs that they play, because it has the extended sort of jam to it. Let Me Go Rock and Roll.
Okay. Good. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's certainly a staple.
Yeah.
I think the best version of that, for some reason, to me, I love, if you've got the Psycho Circus with the bonus live disc.
Yep.
That version of that song kills.
Yeah, and they're killing it out there with it right now. I mean, that's the song that they're playing on End of the Road Tour, where they do little jams at the end to kind of show off that they can be fun, and that Gene is an outstanding bass player.
We talked about that on the trip up to Nashville. Me and Ed rode up from Georgia, and how I think, don't throw anything at me. Where's the cereal? Don't throw that at me. Paul, not such a great guitar player. Maybe he's a great front man, but not really a great guitar player. Where Gene, I think, doesn't get the credit he deserves as the bass player. Especially on the old Kiss songs. Those first three albums, there's some outstanding bass work.
Yes.
And he doesn't... Part of it's him, because he refuses to talk about his instrument other than his tongue and his other things.
Not sure what you mean.
I mean, but Kiss has never been a band that goes into the minutiae of the instruments they play. And like, when you can find any number of interviews with Eddie Van Halen about, the way he attacks the guitar or whatever. Kiss doesn't really ever talk about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's true. But Gene was voted number one bass player in Hit Parader in 1977.
It's Hit Parader.
How many times did you vote?
It was written by one guy.
How many times did you vote? Did you log onto the internet and vote?
On Hit Parader, I did.
Yeah, no internet. I mailed my ballot in, by the way.
Okay, so now it's your turn. You've got to follow "It's My Life."
And I'm going to.
You had sort of an anthem.
I'm going to, because I feel like this is a great point in my show with my next three songs. So I actually get to state two of those songs. Uh-huh. And after "It's My Life," we're coming off the Unmasked album with "Tomorrow," because there's another song that should have been released as a single, and it didn't happen. So Kiss famous for missing the mark on that kind of stuff. But
and that's a very strong vocal performance by Paul.
It is, absolutely. But he can still do it. All right. So
what's
after
the chuckle for?
After "Tomorrow."
Some cereal caught in his throat.
After "Tomorrow," it starts raining because tears are falling.
Oh, my God.
That's not what I thought he was going to say.
Yeah. Oh, there was a joke.
"Tomorrow" into "Tears Are Falling." Mm. So when we get back around.
Don't say it because somebody will pick it.
Back around to number eight, you just remember that you went "Tomorrow," "Tears Are Falling," and then. All right. I love this part of the show right now.
All right, so I'm coming off "Let Me Go Rock and Roll," and I think it's time for a. It's been a while since I've had a Paul song, so I'm gonna mess up some of your stuff. I'm gonna go. I gotta take "Love Gun." That's Paul's song. I'm gonna put it right here in the middle.
But that's my favorite song.
Well, you had six chances to pick it.
Should have picked it earlier.
I can't pick it at the beginning.
Got to dance with a date you brought.
They opened with that in like about 2004, and I thought that was the weirdest opening.
I know.
I would agree. It's a weird opening song.
Yeah, and because it's my favorite song, I'm not ready for it to be the opening song. So I agree with you. It doesn't belong there.
Yeah.
So, but anyway. Yes.
What was that? That was like 2004 or so.
Yeah, that was like Rock of the USA or whatever tour it was. So anyway, I think it was.
If
for anybody out there on those facts where you like to put bad notes on our pages, don't. I can't help it. I can't remember. They did open with "Love Gun" at some point. Anyway,
I'm just glad you remembered to wear pants today.
Right.
We're old and we've eaten a box of Funko's Kiss Demon cereal. We are whacked out of our brains right now.
There you go.
All right, so Jim, you're in a weird place in your set list. No offense. You got "Is That You?", "Good Girl Gone Bad,"
yep.
"Little Caesar." I mean,
yep.
Those are three songs that Kiss has not played or rarely played. So your audience is maybe looking for something here.
Yeah, you've really kind of brought the show to a point where I think maybe your core people were engaged by listening to Little Caesar.
Right.
I'm
somewhat catering to those 60,000 hardcore fans that you have mentioned. And I'm going to, this is what I call the driver slot, where you're trying to kind of tap some people out. So I'm going to go with "I've Had Enough."
I love it.
Animal Eyes.
I mean, that is a beast. And, I love that song. A tough one to play, man.
Well,
that's
what you get paid the big bucks
to me,
for.
Musically, that song, I would love to see the current band play because they don't tackle songs that are as complicated as some of those mid-80s songs now.
Yeah.
Right? What songs they played out of the 80s are "Tears Are Falling," right?
Right, right.
And then "Bloodfire."
They're not playing. You know, I'm not going to throw out any more because I don't want to give any ideas. But,
sure.
But fantastic.
They're driver songs.
Yeah.
Stuff that just pound you.
And they had them. There was an "I've Had Enough" on "Lick It Up." There was an "I've Had Enough" on "Asylum." I mean, it was, you could tell the formula that he was really aiming at that kind of.
Right.
Yeah,
I agree with you. So, but if I'm at this concert to hear Beth, I'm probably going to the bathroom. But I'm not.
Yeah.
I already went.
You went on the second song. Good grief.
Well, you are the oldest one here, so you may get one more trip to the bathroom.
Out of necessity for nothing else.
Unless you have the super absorbent.
All right, I see how it is. All right, where are we at?
Green Diaper on the stage. All right. No, we're at Ed. He's coming off Strutter Unholy, and now he's got to pick his seventh song. We're at the halfway point here.
Yeah.
We're at the middle. You know, people are, you know, they're settled in. So, and you've come off two really strong songs. Well, I mean, New York Groove, Strutter Unholy. I mean, that's pretty good. And you had your Sword and Stone, which was your sort of left turn. So what do we got, number seven?
Well, I think in this part of the show, probably need to get crowd back into it. We've gone into some deep cuts and things and get some crowd participation. And so I'm going to go with Calling Dr. Love, because everybody likes to sing along with that. And then, because I do have...
Because you're double tapping it again.
Also, I go with Do You Love Me?
Okay. It's become a staple over the last 15 years.
Yeah. And that's a good one, you know, the crowd gets into it.
Yeah. Of course, they took it out in Europe and put in Crazy, Crazy Nights.
See, so. I don't understand that.
Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Crazy, Crazy Nights is a huge hit over there.
Right.
You got to find somewhere to put it.
I mean, Do You Love Me has been kind of the family song at the end of the shows at the last few years. So. Yeah. Surprising, but I like it. I still sing it every time they play it. All right.
Anyways. So we're back to Jim, who's coming off a ball breaker. I've had enough into the fire.
Yep. We're gonna slow it down for just a second. And for my holy crap moment, World Without Heroes.
I have to say I like it.
Yep. I like that too.
I think it's a great song.
Man, it is.
I really do.
I can go for that.
I'm liking it.
Wait, that's a Huey Lewis song. Or no, a Hall & Oates song. I'm sorry.
Dance to dance.
I can go
into the fire.
All right, so we're...
That would be just a huge, like... I mean, you got to have Gene off in a corner somewhere with a light on him, man.
Yeah.
That's and a cool. tear.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You got to have the tear.
Yeah.
Have a thing... I mean, have the guy that brings him the sword with the fire on it bring out the glycerin.
Yeah.
And...
Well, today you could just real-time CGI it, so.
Yeah. Pretty much.
All right. It's back to me, huh? All right, so I've not yet had a slowdown, really. I Stole Your Love, Parasite, Heavens on Fire, Strange Ways, Shock Me, Let Me Go Rock and Roll, Love Gun. I'm going to go maybe a little left of center and take I Still Love You.
Mm.
Great live song, absolutely outstanding performance by Paul Stanley, and really to me, Paul Stanley and the drummer.
Yeah,
I think the drums on that album are the second piece of that make it great.
It's such a drive.
It's dramatic.
Yeah,
you know.
Sorry about that. So that's obvious. I think it's the most Zeppelin song Kiss has ever done.
I like
it. Has
it.
That.
Thought of that before.
There's a very Zeppelin feel to that. So, but that's a great song, and we need to slow things down. I don't like having two Paul songs back to back right there, but.
Well, it's a perfect world in our set list, and you don't have to worry about endurance, and you don't have to worry about this is just what I want to see, and you know, dance monkey dance kind of thing.
Yep. All right. So. So, like I said, you heard Tomorrow, you got Tears Are Falling, so people's voices are literally raw. Their throats are like, they have been singing their hearts out. So this is where I slow it down for them for just a minute. And Paul Stanley steps up and says, every time we play this song, this place lights up like a damn Christmas tree, and they play forever.
It's a song that obviously deserves more love than it gets, I think.
They should be playing it on the current tour because it's like, what, their second
or third biggest hit.
I mean, I Was Made for Loving You and Forever, right? Yeah. So, but anyway. Okay, I have to turn this back around?
You have to turn it back around.
All right,
Mike and I live on different planets.
This is where y'all started screwing up my set list really bad. So I've got to start subbing in some secondary thoughts. So I'm going to have to come out of Forever. Obviously, I've got to do something to get everybody recharged. So I had a really great song after that, which I'm just not even going to give word to. So I'm going to have to come out of it with a song that a lot of people are sick of, but it doesn't matter when it's played right. It fires everybody up, and people wind up chanting and singing to it. War Machine. Had to do it.
So of all the Gene songs, I think that are the classic Gene songs, God of Thunder, War Machine, Unholy, I think War Machine is my least favorite.
I get it. Not a problem.
I think I'm tired of the graphics. Well, and I know that's, unfortunately, that's not what
they changed
about,
the graphics. I get it, because some of this did play into, if I have to listen to that one more time, I'm going to die,
sure.
Which a lot of people are at that point. Now, you left out one of the major Gene songs that you could plug in here, and if I had to listen to that particular song again, I mean, I don't know. Do I throw it out when you say it?
I think so.
I Love It Loud. If I have to hear I Love It Loud, I mean, people are tired of that chant. I mean, because you have to chant so many times in the song.
Yeah.
So, but anyway. Okay.
Yeah.
That was my turnaround song there to crank things back up is War Machine.
Okay.
All right. So now that comes to me.
And we're going to blow a little fire in that song, too, at the end.
All right.
Just a little.
All right. I think Kiss is a very Paul-centered band. And I think if you think of all the good Paul songs, I think most of those have dotted the set list at some point or another. Gene has great songs that they seldom have ever played. So I want to throw one of those in here, Got Love for Sale.
Oh, that's a great song.
Yeah. It's an unusual and great song. Because you don't hear it very often.
So that would be my coming out of I Still Love You. You'd go into Got Love for Sale, and I think that just brings back and sets up for the end of this, the set, because we're coming up on. I mean, you're setting the tone, because we're gonna rock from here on to the encore.
I'm sorry, I've got that bass line going through my head, and I'm like, God, it's so fun to play. Let's see. Where am I at? Oh, I just came out of
World Without Heroes.
World Without Heroes, and yeah, like you're saying, you're starting the ramp. You're starting to build up. So now I'm gonna. This is my totally out of left field. I Will Be There, off of Carnival of Souls.
All right. So you got two slow in a row, kinda.
Well, starting to ramp up.
Yeah. And I don't mind that one. I mean, I think everybody likes that song. I think it was an important place. So.
And that was written by Paul for Evan, right?
Yep.
Yeah, his son. So, I Will Be There. So, let's go back to Ed, who's now coming off a trio of songs. Unholy, Dr. Love, Do You Love Me? He's now got two picks up next, Ed.
Well, I think this is probably where I need to slow it down a little bit. Kind of give everybody a little break. I don't know why this song sticks out, but it's just, I don't know. I guess it's because of the time that it came out in my life. So I'm going to say Reason to Live.
I love that song.
And that was,
I do too.
I don't know. That just,
I think it's a good one, man. It's a well-performed song live. Thank you, Gary Corbett, as we mentioned at another time and place. But yeah, I like it. I like your choice.
Cool. Well, after we do a slow song, then we got to ramp it back up again. So, God of Thunder.
Okay. Good. I'm fine with that.
I like it. I like the little banter between Gene and Paul, because Paul wrote it, but Gene sings it and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's cool stuff.
And of the songs that are classic Gene songs, I think God of Thunder is obviously... I think most people would say that's the best of the Gene songs. That's the one that sort of defines. I mean, you think the Alive 2 thing, right? I mean, that's what I think of with the blood.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's God of Thunder just defines him. All right.
Yeah.
So, Jim's had two slow songs here, World Without Heroes and I Will Be There.
Yep. Freak.
Son of a...
Oh, I love it. I love it. It's the stiff middle finger to everybody who just doesn't like the way you do your crap.
And they should be playing that one and should have played it on that tour.
Yeah.
Insanity, man.
Yep. Sorry I screwed it up for you. Not sorry.
Damn straight you did. It's all right. That's okay.
All right. So my 10th song coming out of Got Love for Sale. Wow. Looking at some of these that would make sense here. I've got one in my brain, but I just don't think it follows that song. So I'm going to have to change some things here in my thinking. And I'm going to go with... Man.
I'm going to rework this whole end thing. It's like, let's restructure this. All these songs are gone.
Yeah,
Actually, I mean, I'm looking at this and I'm kind of going, well, that was not bad.
Wow. It was a Gene song that we just did. So.
Would you like some cereal to help your synapses connect?
You know, as much as I liked it at the beginning, an hour later, I'm not so sure I'm enjoying the cereal now. No, it's fine. It's doing well. Funko made a good product there. All right. Wow. I mean, there's some songs that I want to take, but it's a little early to take some of them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Wow. All right. I'm going to take... all right. I'm just going to... Coming Home.
Not bad.
Yeah.
I'm going to take this here.
Yeah.
Everybody fell in love with that song when they played it Unplugged.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a good electric song, so... let's throw that in. This is the 10th song, so we've only got three more songs after this in our set before we do the two-song encore.
Yep.
All right, so...
Which is going to be everybody scrambling at that point.
Yeah. So somebody... I mean, you're going to have to figure something out. So, all right, so that brings us to Mike, who comes off a slow song forever, followed by War Machine. So he's done his little Gene bit with the fire. What are we doing next?
All right. So, I'm actually going to state a particular version of this song.
Okay.
It's Young and Wasted with the dual vocals of Paul and Gene.
That is the most incredible song that's never been put on a Kiss album, I believe.
Absolutely. Unbelievable.
So, but since... we'll let you do that, even though that's not on an album.
I'll take the regular version.
That's fine. We'll let you do that. Yeah, I think when I first heard that, I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why did they not put that on a record?
Why did Paul not show up for his part of the vocals that day? So Gene wound up singing that the actual song on the album is Gene only, but the demo that was done had Paul and Gene dueling vocals back and forth. Fantastic, man. It was,
if you've never heard it.
YouTube it now. No, wait. In
not
a few
now.
Minutes.
Yeah, just a few minutes.
Yeah, not now.
All right, so you get two picks. So the Young and Wasted is your first one. So you've got two Gene songs now.
Yep. So I don't know. I do not consider this a ballad in any way, but it gets stated on other podcasts as a ballad. But right behind my favorite song of Love Gun is A Million to One is one of the greatest Kiss songs ever.
Yep.
And it belongs in the set list.
So that was one of the songs when I was trying to figure out Coming Home. Million to One was another, but I just didn't think it followed Got Love for Sale. I couldn't put it right after that. So
I mean, I did. I mean, we've stepped on the gas with War Machine to Young and Wasted, and then we did kind of back down a little bit with A Million to One, but we're at a position in the show where we're like, all right, we're about to wind this baby up. So Paul got a nice vocal performance.
And here's an interesting thing about your set list. You start with Come On and Love Me. You got Creatures of the Night, Rocket Ride. All right. The only two 70s songs you've picked are Come On and Love Me and Rocket Ride.
Yep.
Everything else is an 80s song. You got Creatures of the Night, Nowhere to Run, It's My Life, Tomorrow, Tears Are Falling, Forever, War Machine, Young and Wasted, and A Million to One.
Yeah. And some of that's because some of them got picked along the way.
Right. But, I mean, that's just one of the things to point out that's happened here as we've been going through this. All right. My turn. I wish I had a song to pick there, but everybody's picked the good ones.
But you're going to say, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Well, he does.
He still wishes that.
That would be... All right.
Because everybody loves Oscar Mayer.
Weirdo. These people are weird. Save me. All right. Wow. It's a tough choice here. Because I would like, I'm just going to talk about it. I would like an Ace song, but I don't know if there's an Ace song that fits here, or a Starman song, or whatever.
Spaceman. Jeez, oh, Pete.
Yeah, space.
Well, you think this is a Queen podcast?
Space fella. There's a Space fella song here to put. And so after this, we've got 1, 2, 3 to go. So how about we take at this point, wow, man, can you guys just do this without me for a minute? No, you can't do that. How about I take here, there's songs that haven't been played a lot, so I'm going to take one. I'm going to take Larger Than Life.
Okay.
Gene's song doesn't get the love that I think most people love that song. And should be in the set. Since I can't have Rocket Ride to represent Alive 2, I'll take Larger Than Life.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I'm having a follow-up Freak. I'm going to pick Into the Void.
Interesting.
Psycho Circus.
Little Tommy. I mean, yeah, you're right.
Space
Sorry.
Dude.
Yep.
Space Guy.
Space Guy.
Interstellar Man. What were we calling him?
The Spaceman.
The Spaceman.
You not see all that junk over there that doesn't say Ace or Tommy on it? It says Spaceman.
Does it? Oh, wow.
It says the Spaceman.
I say the Spaceman. Yeah. All right. So, Ed, coming off God of Thunder, I imagine you doing your flying to the rafters thing, breathe, spin the blood, and you know, I didn't do any of that stuff in mine. So,
well, this next song I think is one of Mike's favorites.
Oh, is there gonna be a fist fight here?
I thought this would be a good place to put Let's Put the X in Sex.
I'm happy with that. It's a sing-along, not an anthem, but a sing-along.
Yeah. I like the crowd involvement. I think that's what makes Kiss shows fun.
I think the crowd involvement would be them leaving.
No, they'd just be going to the bathroom and getting a pretzel.
No, they already did that early.
They're just giving back the light beer they got in the second.
Now, Paul played the song on his solo tour in the late 80s, right? Did he play it then?
Not Let's Put the X in Sex.
No?
I don't think so.
The one where Eric played drums and Bob Kulick was a guitar player. I don't remember. Yeah. Did they? Was that out even at that point?
I can find that out for you.
I'm not sure if that... Because he didn't play it in 2007 when he toured. Did he? I don't think he did. I don't know that the song's ever been played live. That's what I'm sort of going for.
No, We heard them do it live
On the tour, on the cruise.
Yeah.
But as part of a tour, they've never even a Paul solo tour. That song's never been.
He did not play it.
I'm impressed at how fast he can find things with one thumb.
Okay.
It's a mildly attractive trait to possess.
You should see how fast he is when he adds the forefinger.
How about when I add this one?
Ow!
Not a finger.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Ed, we are way off track. Yeah, you get another pick.
We're digressing quickly.
Yeah.
I think I'd like to go back a long way. And this was the... I think this was one of the first Kiss tunes that I remember. I know I heard some before this, but King of the Nighttime World.
Great song.
Yeah.
Mike just gave me the evil eye.
Scratch, 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 scratch.
So that puts us at, what, 11 now?
Yeah. So Jim's coming out of Into the Void.
Yep.
And you've got three songs to fill out your set, and then before we get to the two encore songs.
Yeah. Let's see. Where am I at? I'm still ramping, aren't I? So I'm going to go... I'm going to go Calling Dr. Love.
That song's been picked.
Yeah, we already did it.
Firehouse.
That song's not been picked.
How's that?
We'll take it.
Might as well call him out.
Yep.
Damn.
All right. So that brings me. I'm coming off Larger Than Life. Oh, I can't believe nobody's picked this yet. I'm going to take... I'm going to do something different because I got... If one of these songs survives through Mike, I'll be able to use it. So I'm going to go a song that I think was a great song from a current era Kiss that I don't think gets the love it deserves. Say Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good one.
I mean, sorry.
Good one.
I concur. That's probably what I should say.
I think that's a cool song.
Mm-hmm.
Deserves to be in the set.
Good one. All right, so I have to do 12 and 13. So
11 and 12.
I already did 11.
Then I've miscounted. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yes, I've miscounted. So actually, I've just screwed mine up. So that's all right. So yeah, so you've got 12 and 13.
So my show is over. At this point,
right.
Pre-encore.
You'll end your pre-encore show.
Yep. So, I've got to be a little... I mean, it's a risk because I'm leaving some things on the table which are going to...
Come back and bite me.
Because basically, I wind up at the end.
Yeah. Well, let's see. So, yeah, you'll get these two. Go that way. Well, no, you'll actually get... You'll get the last pick before anybody else. The last song, you'll have the choice. So if that song survives, you'll be able to finish it the classic Kiss way. If not, somebody else will do it.
Yeah, I'm just not happy about having to put these songs here, necessarily.
Notice how the pace has slowed down.
Absolutely, yes.
This has gotten more difficult than I anticipated that it would get.
Right, right.
With just four people.
All right. I don't know what's going to happen here in a few minutes, but I just need to slide in something else there.
Yeah, that's what she said.
So while Mike's thinking, we can talk about, how many times you've seen Kiss live, Jim?
Oof.
Multiple times, right? I mean, you've seen it quite a few times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Starting when? When was your first show?
Was that 83?
Creatures of the Night.
Creatures of the Night.
So that was your first time?
In Chattanooga,
yeah.
Where they
Night Ranger opened up.
They did the tank intro.
Okay.
And they did that big drum intro. And then I lost my eyebrows on the flashpot shot. and then we looked up onto the right tank tread and went, who the hell's that guy?
Talking about Vinny.
Yeah, because it was, that was it their second or?
It was early in the tour. When they played Chattanooga, that was, I think they'd been on the road about maybe a month, but this is pre-internet time.
January 31st. Right, January 30th or 31st.
Or 29th or something like that. It was the end of January. Yeah. Right. But they'd only been on the road. I think they started that tour after Christmas. I think they played December and then into January they played through. And so the Chattanooga show. And that was my first KISS show. Was that yours first?
No, I didn't make that show.
Because we had talked about, we talked offline about this. There is no internet.
Right.
The closest thing to instant rock news that you had was MTV. You had print news,
which was still in its infancy at that time. Sure. MTV, so not everybody even had MTV.
Well, yeah, because when it
came, not everybody even had cable.
Well, because when it came on, we went to the Eastwood Mall to Record Bar
Eastgate,
to watch it start, because it wasn't carried by anything that we had. So you didn't have, you know, and print news was 4 to 6 to 8 weeks behind the time, so we just
And keep in mind, most people in America had not seen them since Dynasty,
right?
Because I mean, between all that, you had Unmasked, which didn't happen here.
Yeah.
You had The Elder, right, which nothing happened,
right?
And so it had been, you know, what, three years,
yeah.
So
and Peter was out of the band, so I mean,
Ace were out of the band.
Yeah. Well, but we didn't know Ace technically at that point that Ace wasn't really going to be there. So anyway,
all right.
So we need to follow this up. A million to one.
Okay, yeah, we just did a million to one, and we're wrapping up the main part of the show.
So we vamped long enough for you to get your thoughts together.
And yep, I just had to decide how I was going to shift it. So I'm going with Take It Off as number 12.
Okay.
And number 13 will be Detroit Rock City.
Well,
mm.
I hate you.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay, now, just a question, not really about song choice or song order, and the question that I think a lot of people have on their minds. Take It Off, will there be strippers?
Not at the current.
Or will there not be strippers?
There will not be, because the current lineup, Paul has kids and won't do that anymore.
Right.
They wouldn't. Yeah, I mean, he doesn't even cuss anymore. So I was watching the Hot in the Shade tour, and I was just blown away at how much language he used.
Yeah,
because I'm not used to it anymore.
Sure.
So.
Hmm. All right. So I've got to close out my set now, and I'd planned on doing that with Detroit Rock City. Obviously, that's not going to happen. So I tell you what, I'm going to close with. I've done Say Yeah, which I think is a great song to sort of play. I'm going to take and close out my set, God Gave Rock and Roll to You.
Yeah, yeah. No, I knew this was going to start happening.
Dog.
Yeah.
Dog.
Yeah, we're going to be... We're,
it's we're, Mr. Dog.
Our encores are going to be like Kissing Time pretty soon.
the love theme from Kiss.
Escape from the Island. It's a good song.
Yeah. Is it my turn?
Yeah. It's your turn.
And this is my closer.
This is your closing of the main set.
And
the last couple of songs you played, you had Freak, Into the Void, Firehouse.
Yep. Right. I'm going to go with I.
You know.
Interesting. That's a good pick.
Great selection.
It's such a great song.
Yep. And you're making the diehards happy, man.
Well, it's a duel, you know. You've got shifting vocal parts back and forth. You got that great chant. Oh, I think so. I'm goosebumpy.
And I think that song would still, the version as it exists on The Elder would exist, would hold up very well today without the thumb.
Without the finger snaps.
The finger snaps, yeah.
Sure, yeah.
That dates that song, but you know, on a personal note, you know, I never dabbled with drugs or anything, and that was always the song I could hold on to, and say, that Gene doesn't do it, so I don't need to do it. Of course, there were other reasons in my family that were part of that, but you know, I could always hold on to that song. So that song's very special to me. Yeah. All right, Ed, you got to close out your set and then give me your first encore song. But let's close out the set first. The last couple of songs you've got God of Thunder, Let's Put the X in Sex, King of the Nighttime World. Now, your last song of your 13-song Kiss set.
Well, it was going to be God Gave Rock and Roll.
Well, it's not now.
It's not now. So, I don't know. This is tough.
It's getting harder and harder.
It really is. Heaven's on Fire.
It's already picked.
Yep, oh, yep.
Dude. Well, then I Love It Loud.
Okay.
Okay.
Nobody took that one. I Love It Loud. End your set.
Ponder that in your heart for a moment.
And so now we're at the encore level. Eddie will get the first pick of the encore level. Then it'll go to Jim, then me. Mike will get two picks, back to me, Jim, and then Ed to close it out. So, Ed, there's no chance in the world you're getting Rock and Roll All Night. I can just go ahead and say that. So you might as well be planning for something. Oh, well, unless you pick it here.
Well, I could pick it right here. And you could.
You could pick it here. That's right. You could pick it here. But then how do you follow Rock and Roll?
How do you follow that up? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but that's your problem, not ours.
Yeah. All you have to do is figure out how to blow 400 pounds of confetti into the air.
Yeah.
And have the song match that.
And then come back with something else.
Right.
Let's see.
And whereas Kiss has a number of good songs, I think, that open a show, they have a number of songs that you could close a show with, I think. I think there's a couple that, I mean, I don't know that there's a bunch, but there are a few good closing songs still out there.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and say Rock and Roll All Night.
I wouldn't fault you for doing that. If I had first pick, I think I would take it here, too. Because,
yeah.
I mean, you've got to have it in the set. And
unless you're after Ed, and then you're hosed.
But, I mean, it's hard to imagine, and we talked about that on a recent episode, Kiss, because the city they were in had a curfew, and things had gone late or something, and they didn't play Rock and Roll All Night, and what a weird thing it was for those people to walk out of the arena and not have heard that song. And
yeah.
And I can...
What was the song they ended on?
Black Diamond, was it?
I think they ended before that, didn't they?
Did they?
Yeah.
I'm sure someone will comment on that and let us know officially.
We could probably pull it up on the internet, but right now we're devoting a lot of time thinking to what we're going to do now. Because seriously, Black Diamond's gone. Rock and Roll All Night's gone. God Gave Rock and Roll's gone. Detroit Rock City, which is a good song at the end of the set, is gone. So even maybe Let Me Go Rock and Roll has been towards the end of the set, and it's the closer on Alive.
Yeah.
Right. So Jim, you've had I ended your set, and so now you got to come back. The lights go out. The band goes off stage. The fans are chanting. Yes, we're all girls. What are you going to give them?
I can't remember if it's been picked or not, but
okay.
I'm going to try it.
All right, go ahead.
Calling Dr. Love.
It's been picked.
Mother Love Bone. Shout it out loud.
Wondering why that one hadn't been picked yet.
Well, if it wouldn't have went to you, it would have been my next pick. I felt like that was a good way to open up the encore section of the show. However, you took it. You stole it. All right. Every song I had listed as a possible encore has been picked.
Oh, yeah. And then some.
Every single flipping one of them. And so there you go. All right, so I'm going to have to do something here. I'm going to have to go with something kind of just different and off the wall, maybe. Crazy. I'm going to have to get crazy over here. All right. I'm going to have to throw a Hail Mary, I guess. So let's go with 100,000 Years.
Okay. It's quality. It's a good live. It's their Zeppelin song.
I didn't put that in my list of possible encores, but I think that fits. That should
you can do it.
Oh yeah.
It's been in the regular set now for years, so I think it's at least falls in the realm of things.
All right, so Mike gets to pick both of his encore songs back to back.
I do.
Man, sitting in the catbird seat.
Well, you're probably gonna go, oh well, good, he didn't pick mine. Because, I mean, quite honestly, it's like you said, I mean, 3 people ago, we lost all the final songs. And I've tried to sit here and kind of think, okay, how am I going to play that? I mean, I've seen them perform so many times, and they've come back out to Beth. Mm-hmm. They've come, it's...
Yeah. Detroit Rock City.
I mean, yeah, it's been like, sometimes it's slower songs, sometimes it's faster, whatever.
Sure.
So I think anything kind of goes... in this slot.
Right,
it's the next
right.
one you got to be, yes, the closer, that, right?
Yeah.
So, kind of waffling on 2 songs here.
Do we need to talk and vamp for you?
No, not at all. I'm just kind of thinking it through because, I have a little Paul Stanley that sits on my shoulder and goes, that's not what I would do.
Who's your buddy?
who's
your buddy?
In this case... the one that I'm going to pick, he's over here going, nope.
No.
But no, that would be a good one, but
that,
no.
it was on my list. Yeah.
I'm going, they're coming back out to All Hell's Breaking Loose.
Ooh, okay.
Well, that's a good pick because I think at this point with the songs that are gone, to go to a sort of a deep cut that fans really, really want to hear, I think that... because coming out of the dark,
because you can kind of play in that,
you can,
semi. I mean, it was a single release, so it's not that it was a video on MTV, so it's not that nobody knows it. I'm probably going to screw it up on the next one though, because my final song, because I'm thinking of this, if this is the current band and this is the end of the road tour, then I'm going with what I said in a previous podcast that goodbye. Should be the closer.
Yeah.
Because this is the end of the road.
It's it, yeah.
Goodbye. See you guys.
I like it.
That's it.
I'll take it.
I just sent a bunch of the 60,000 diehard spread across all those dates.
Yeah.
They're going, man.
Yeah.
Because, hey,
it's dusty in here.
I cried at the reunion tour farewell in Chattanooga because that was the last date I saw him was in Chattanooga on the farewell tour. Mm. And I was like, never going to see him again. Yeah. Sat there by myself in the back of the arena going...
700 shows later.
They just give me another opportunity to cry again. It's okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to end on a crazy note. I mean, when you look for songs that are going to fit here, I mean, there's not a lot left. Thank you, Ed. I'm going to put You Wanted the Best.
I love it. I love that song.
Come on, man. Give me something.
Wow. Outstanding. There is one that I wish I had worked in there. Back to my theory of this is the end of the road tour. I love it.
See, the only thing that would have made that song better is if it were on my list.
Yes.
Because there's...
And that song gets all kinds of flack from the podcast community.
Yeah.
Why do you have to hate that song?
First of all, musically, it's a great song. Get the lyrics are a little campy and cheesy, but they apply to the band.
And, yeah. And to me, for what they were trying to deliver on Psycho Circus, that we are family.
It's perfect.
Right.
It was there. You got to put aside that they told us it's the real band, and it's not even close. But you got to think of it as like that was the last album the band did as the 4 original members. And I love that song for that. So
I love listening to that song.
I do too.
Thank you, Chuck. You're welcome. When I put together a mix, it's always part of it, I think, sometimes. Or most of the time.
Yeah.
Whenever I put it's always part of it, it's sometimes. That doesn't even make sense.
I finally found my way. I don't know. That sounded appropriate.
We are leaving tonight, aren't we? We're not staying another night, are we? All right. Jim, close your set out. Last song.
God Bless America.
They didn't do that one.
That was Francis Scott Key. That's on Francis Scott Key Talk, which is another podcast we're starting up later in the month.
Right. I've got one in my head, partially only because I know it would drive Mike nuts. And you know, I'm all about that some days versus others.
That's cool.
But then. I heard that, and we did the same thing. We looked at your phone, and it wasn't on the laptop.
Yeah, it wasn't.
I
bet it's heads sitting next to the.
Oh yeah. So, man. Oh, you're killing me.
All right, so while you're thinking, so Ed, when was your first Kiss show?
85. We followed them around. We saw them in Knoxville. Then the next night we saw them in Atlanta. That's when we met Black and Blue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Tommy Thayer. Black and Blue was opening band on that show.
And they were in the elevator with us at the Omni.
That's when we met Tommy Thayer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I also met Tommy Thayer at the Omni. Was, however, on the reunion tour as the band was playing... Rock and Roll Over, I was on about the third row in front of Gene, and Doc and Tommy had come out and were standing along the wall, and I was, you know, rocking out, and I just sort of looked over, and there, and I ran over and shook their hands. I was like, you know, and ran back over and finished.
Yeah.
And so when I got home, my wife hadn't gone on to that show, and I had still had the paper in my hair because it wasn't confetti. It was like just sheets of like tissue paper that they shot out, and I still, and she was like, because I'd snuck up, our seats were further back, but during the show we had stealthily crawled under chairs and everything to get to the front. So
that's funny.
All right, they should have given you enough time to pick your closing song.
It's gonna be the most unconventional closer, I think.
It has to be.
I would ever pick Ladies' Room.
Wow.
Because there's just... It's what I got.
Well, I thought mine was going to be more unconventional than yours, but I think you won that battle right there.
I mean, it's great. It's not, is it a good song or not a good song? It's trying to fit something into that slot.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah, there's a couple that I've got in my brain, but let's see what Ed picks to finish his.
Well, I just couldn't... I can't figure out who would sing this, and you guys may know, but I picked "Shock Me."
Well, that one's been picked before, so
it has.
Yeah.
So, well, then you're gonna screwed. Have
to. So let's talk so about what your favorite color here, is. While
you, you might as well do this. Scroll. Stop.
Talk amongst yourselves. I'll give you a topic.
I don't really want to help Ed here. But, but, you know, if I were to, say, turn on the night, I don't think,
Oh, wait, I got one.
Oh, you have. What have you got?
Turn on the Night.
That is a great song for the last encore.
It would work, actually.
I'm amazed at how he just came up with that.
Yeah.
Out of the
it
blue.
Just came
it's
to
just,
me.
It's, I think what it is, you know, Ed's been exposed to the Bruce Kulick era, having gone to the cruise last year, and that just popped into his head immediately.
Yeah, that's interesting. What a great! I mean, of all the songs left, I mean, that would, if, you know, of course.
Yeah. Right.
So that's good. Good job, Ed.
Nice. Well,
yeah. Way to save that one. All right, so we're gonna take our set lists. Mike, let's just go through it. Come On and Love Me, Creatures of the Night, Rocket Ride, Nowhere to Run, It's My Life, Tomorrow, Tears Are Falling, Forever, War Machine, Young and Wasted, A Million to One. You got two Lick It Up songs, right, back to back. Take It Off, Detroit Rock City, All Hell's Breaking Loose, Goodbye. A couple of Lick It Ups. Nobody picked Lick It Up. That could have worked in that last slot, too.
I just don't like it as a live song.
I just couldn't see confetti going out during Lick It Up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, what's your take on them playing the Who stuff in the middle of Lick It Up? You don't like that at all?
I used to.
Oh, it's old to you now?
Just, I mean, I just don't need to hit. You know, what made it tolerable on this tour was it was the laser lights that Paul and Gene kind of get. That's the only thing that saved it for me, because I didn't focus totally on here we are again listening to this. I focused on, oh, it's pretty. Pretty. So
I thought when they did it at the Vegas thing, it was pretty awesome.
It was, yeah. Yeah. It's been the effects that happen during that part of the show that have saved it for me the last few years. So
if you remember on the reunion tour, at most shows, that was the song they played before the lights went out, was Won't Get Fooled Again. And so that song, I've always loved that song.
That's a great song.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
All right, so my set list was, since I picked second, I Stole Your Love, Parasite, Heaven's on Fire, Strange Ways, Shock Me, Let Me Go Rock and Roll, Love Gun, I Still Love You, Got Love for Sale, Coming Home, Larger Than Life, Say Yeah, God Gave Rock and Roll to You, 100,000 Years, and You Wanted the Best. I think of all three of you, of the four of us, the three of you and me, I played it most safe. I think I have more safe picks. I feel that way about my set list than yours. And I feel like you guys took more chances, and that's fine.
Well, I mean, it was a roulette kind of thing, right? Yeah, I mean, it landed on you to be able to take those songs. So
some of our chances were taken away from us.
Yeah. So, yeah. Although, I mean, quite honestly, I wound up happy with what I got. I'm not like, oh, this sucks because I had to pull out Deuce. Right? I mean,
right.
I had like four songs, you know, some of the classics that were in there. I Stole Your Love, Shock Me, Love Gun, Calling Dr. Love, and Deuce, all were songs, Parasite, Black Diamond. I had all those in my set.
Yeah. And what makes it hard is you may think Parasite goes at the end of the set, mm-hmm. and somebody else thinks it goes at the top.
Right.
So, all right, so Jim had Deuce, Mr. Speed, Christine 16, Is That You, God, Good Girl Gone Bad, Little Caesar, I've Had Enough, World Without Heroes, I Will Be There, Freak, Into the Void, Firehouse, I, Shout It Out Loud, and Ladies Room as the shocking ending. As people stand in the arena going, wait, that was it?
Yeah, so I think of the set list, I look at Jim's and I go, okay, I'm bored at song two, but wow, I love it from there. To me, it goes 90 miles an hour into my happy zone until I get to Ladies Room, and I go, they got to play one more song.
Yeah, but that's the nature of this beast that we had here.
But and I understand you got stuck with that. You could have picked Crazy, Crazy Nights, but
no, 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 and no.
See, you didn't do the subliminal thing the way I did it with it.
Yeah, I know
that wouldn't work.
So see, you've got to be very sly when you work that in, Ed, give me $10. So when you,
$10. Do I owe you $10?
Ed's like, what?
All right, Ed picked Cold Gin, Black Diamond, Sword and Stone. I always feel like I say sword funny.
Sword. Because you say it wrong.
Sword, yeah. Well, I always kid around with kids and whatever. Sword.
Silent W, like your Tuck Otts. I'm Mike Williams. Silent W's.
New York Groove, Strutter, Unholy, Dr. Love, Do You Love Me, Reason to Live, God of Thunder, Let's Put the X in Sex, King of the Nighttime World, I Love It Loud, Rock and Roll All Night, and Turn on the Night. So, Rock and Roll All Night, the first encore song, simply because he had the first pick and he couldn't pass it up. It's like if you're playing fantasy football, you know, you'd be hard-pressed to pass up, you know, Tom Brady or whatever.
It's the low-hanging fruit in your first in line.
And had he not taken it there, Jim would have taken it. Had Jim not taken it, I would have certainly taken it. It wouldn't have lasted to the last song. All right, so those are our set lists. We'll post those on the Facebook page.
We will.
And people will be able to vote on those. The winner will get a
warm soda and half of a cold cheeseburger. Yeah,
the rest of the Kiss cereal.
Yeah.
Which is over here.
So come on and love me and pick my set list. Come on, guys. You got it. Like, that's fine. Don't identify yourself with your set list. It's okay. I'm proud of mine. Come on and love me opens the set.
Well, if you wanted the best, you're going to pick mine.
Well done, Jim.
He's in the ladies' room.
I know.
Because of a restraining order and a non-disclosure agreement, I can't say what is currently in my head.
All right,
well,
so
this could go into the night.
Turn back the night so we didn't have to actually hear that.
All I gotta say is
I even changed the whole song.
Yeah, it's just no.
All right, so this was fun. What do you think about doing this as a an exercise? This was kind of fun.
Yeah, it was really cool. So
I think, at least for me, I got to revisit a lot of stuff that I wouldn't have considered, because there are certain portions of the set lists that have been standard, you know, for a number of years, that you knew they were going to get picked. And so now you have to go, oh, what am I going to put there? Because I know Detroit Rock City is going to be taken. I know this is going to get taken. I know this is going to get taken.
So nobody picked Hotter Than Hell. Nobody picked...
It was on my...
Yeah.
His own deck for me.
Nobody picked Beth. Nobody picked I Was Made For... For Loving You.
It was own deck.
Came very close.
Very close.
And I'm just looking at those songs that I sort of felt like... Those were the songs that I felt like were staples that didn't get picked.
I was surprised that Mike didn't pick Hell or Hallelujah.
Don't like it.
Well, I know that. I'm hashtag sarcasm. You should install that font.
Modern Day Delilah, and Heller, both of those songs are the worst songs on those two albums.
Another song, I'm just looking over
my list.
Tell
us how you really feel.
Sonic Boom is a great album. Monster is a better album. Yes, I said that, and y'all, I just don't care that you think Sonic Boom's a better album.
I don't know that it would work as a closing song, but as I'm looking over my list of notes, Right Here, Right Now, could have fit.
Yeah.
At the end of a... Although, why that was just simply a bonus track that they didn't add on to the...
It could have replaced another song on there. Yeah. Yeah. So, we were talking about the number of songs, actually, because I have every Kiss CD in my phone, and it says that they're... You know, this is duplicate versions and everything, right?
Sure.
1,103 songs, 74 hours and 19 minutes.
Right. Well, that probably counts the songs on the box set, which
it does.
Would be
it
another
does.
100
and,
songs.
And so, probably have a random... I do. I got a couple of bootlegs in there. Two of them. So that's going to...
Gene will be calling you later to discuss that.
He'll be invoicing you separately.
Probably so.
What about... what do you think about Last Chance as maybe a song?
It's a great song.
That could have fit, maybe. Wouldn't you like Shout Mercy?
Love Shout Mercy. I started to do it when he did Freak. I started to throw Shout Mercy in instead.
Yeah.
And I did.
That was one of my picks for the last one, and I was like, oh, I just want to go with something old.
Yeah. I kind of had to. When he noted that I didn't have any original. Very few original old songs. I tried to reach back and find some, but
sure.
I still didn't. But
all right, I'm just looking through some of the songs that did not get picked. I think we hit most of the main ones. So
yeah. Right. And I'm the only one. No wait, did Ed have New York Groove?
Yeah.
Okay, so you picked one off a solo album, and I picked one off a solo album.
Yeah.
By using Goodbye.
Yeah. I think all of these. I have some issues with all of them, even mine. But I think all of them have positives too.
Sure, I agree.
So it's up to the listeners to vote which one they like best.
And,
all right. So it's we'll up to you guys. So please vote.
For the one that starts with Deuce.
If I vote my poncho.
What about your poncho?
All right. We need to wrap this up. This is probably going a little long. So
probably is.
Yeah. All right. Go to Rockin' Pod. Listen to all these great Kiss podcasts that are out there.
That's right.
Continue to listen to me and Mike. Some classic Rock Drops episodes coming up, too, about the same time as some of these.
Yeah.
So we're just having fun. Making stuff. Let us know on Facebook what you think. If you liked this, if you didn't,
absolutely, because this is kind of out of character for us, because we normally have not been doing theme episodes.
That's right.
We normally you know, have been talking about all the other stuff. So.
And in all honesty, we're trying to do stuff that other people aren't doing, because some people are doing these things and they're doing great.
Yep.
So why reinvent the wheel? Let them do the great. I mean, you know, some of the guys have done some of these things. So we're trying to do this a little differently, yep, and make it a little interesting. And what songs would you pick if you see our set list and you say, hey, you know, Mike, I wouldn't have picked Creatures of the Night there. I would have taken something else. You know, feel free to add in, yeah, and criticize us, because we're big boys. We can take it.
But you got to keep in mind it was a fantasy draft, so yeah, you didn't always get the first choice.
Right.
So anyway, but thank you to our special guest.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Glad to be here.
Very special. Right,
Eddie Trotter, Jim O'Rear, thank you very much. This is Mike Williams and...
Doug Watts.
And this is Kiss Talk. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Cheers.
Kiss Talk is an Into Rock podcast production.